That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Well, it was a crazy 2021, and we decided to do what we do every year and just recap some of our highlights. And honestly, I posted this on my Facebook page. When you look at all the guests that have been on the show in 2021, it was not easy to pick just a few highlights because we had some amazing guests this year. But we did pick a few, and we talked about it. We recapped it, Big J, myself, Shannon. It's a really fun one. 2021 was a great year for the SDR show, a great year for Gas Digital, and I thank everyone that supports the show and keeps us going. For this highlight episode, maybe there's some clips you're familiar with that you could relive. Maybe it's a clip from an episode that you missed, but you can enjoy it with us as we enjoy it. This episode you could have heard 5 days ago if you went to gasdigitalnetwork.com and used the code SDR, get that 7-day free trial, or sign up for a year or two and you get some discounts in there as well, and access to every episode we ever did in HD, commercial free, and every episode we've ever done, and every show on the Gas Digital Network, every episode they've ever done. And we're launching Zach Wilde, we're launching Aaron Berg, and maybe a couple others as well. So it's a great time to subscribe to Gas Digital Network. But here it is, the 2021 recap edition of the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far. You need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It is the SDR Show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. This we've done every year since we started. It is the year-end roundup, the best of the year. Big J, myself, Shannon, all in our respective homes.
God bless you for opening that up. When she was like, all right, I'm recording now, I was like, I have no idea what we're doing. I'm not prepared for this at all. Okay.
By the way, I mean, that is the MO of the show. That's why everyone thinks you're quitting every week.
No, I know what we're doing when we sit down for the show normally. And I know what we're doing here, but you're like, go. I'm like, well, I don't know what the things are we're talking about. You're going to have to remind me, everyone.
Yeah, that's the way we do it. That's why Shannon gets paid the big bucks, my friend.
Oh, I didn't realize we had Smart Shannon today with her glasses.
Yeah, that's why she's here with the glasses. She's here to advise and to consult.
It's a very smart outfit you have there, Shannon.
All right, so we're going to recap some of the highlights, Jay, from the year. You know, this year was started it last year, I think, during the pandemic, where I went to two a week. Once in a blue moon, you make it onto the second one, but usually it's somebody else that comes in that does the second one with me. But so most of the clips will be with you. A couple will not be with you.
Little inside baseball here. Whenever Ralph says a music person, if I don't know the name, I go, what do they do? And if when he's done telling me I'm not into it, I'm like,
Yeah,
I can't do that one for
Except
sure.
Except the one that I didn't tell you because I didn't think in a million years you would care was...
I know, Toad.
Toad the Wet Sprocket, which I thought
but
for
But I'll
sure.
tell you this, a little behind the curtain, people. Right before we started recording this, Ralph said, just so you know, in whatever week, we have this guy coming in. He's a great interview from this band or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. But in my head, I'm already not at that one.
I could tell he doesn't want to be there. And it sucks. You got to be there at least once a week, Jay.
What? Well, don't do things like that on the day I can do.
I can't only do whores on Wednesdays. It's hard to make that happen every week.
How dare you? How dare you say that? First of all, you can make whores happen every week. Second of all, I don't want whores every week. I like...
You want whores or Marilyn Manson? I can't fucking pull that off every week.
Okay. Now you're getting warmer. I want whores or Marilyn Manson. No, I don't want Marilyn Manson right now. I would do it, but it's not what I'm looking for. No, listen. Before 311 sucked, I don't give a shit about 311. In fact, I don't enjoy their music one iota. Well, Beautiful Disaster's okay. But the point being is that I'm like, yeah, but I'll fuck, it's 311, man. You know, I know who they are and everything. And then I'm like, oh, this guy's a cunt. So that's the, you know what I mean? Like, but that I jump in on. I'm not telling anybody because I don't want to insult anybody, but everything you just said and described about the person you were talking about here, I just go, Well, all I could do now is make this guy like me or not like me with off-color humor.
I was just going to see, by the way, I was going to bet Shannon after the show, what are the chances Jay makes it to that episode?
Yeah, well, Ralph does, because then he does, like, Ralph's prepared, so then I have to just sit there, and he's like, and then you did that stint when you did Dawkins' 8th and 9th studio album, and then you swung over, did a touring stretch with Night Ranger, and then you were, it's like, it's all over the place, and I don't know. And then when I ask these guys, particularly, I feel like,
well,
when
I pop too in, much of a clue.
I'm going to say, when I pop in and I go, hey, what's the pussy like on a 2020 Foreigner tour, you know? And then they're kind of like, dude, does it have to be? And you're like, I shouldn't be here.
You're bringing in your 311 energy on that one.
I shouldn't be there.
All right. So, Shannon, speaking of which, you want to pull that one right away? We might as well. We'll start the year with a moment that was no one saw coming.
Shannon, you want to pull this one?
A band that built their life on their whole career on drugs and partying and being fun guys did not find Big J funny at all.
That's 311.
311.
Yeah. Is that what their thing is? They're partying?
They're drug guys. Their whole thing is fucking weed and everybody loves everybody. And, you know, they wrote songs about, you know.
I guess the loving stops at finger blasts. So somebody's gonna be down. Peanut was cool. I like that guy. Was nice.
Yeah, but and by the way, he we tried. Made it a contest on the show. I in the cold open asked, see if you can guess where Big J bounced mentally from the episode.
Oh, don't blink.
So for the listeners, this is episode number 420 with 311. The title was Fireball on a Cruise Ship.
If you're keeping your scorecard.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, 420 kind of worked out, right? I mean, that was unintentional. Hey-o.
Was it really? Well, for being the most potty day, those guys were not that they were. Oh,
they certainly weren't down.
Play the clip. Yeah. Amber was not the color of their energy that day. Whoa. Yeah. You guys' roots are all in Omaha?
Correct.
It's funny to, and you know, your music is tailor-made. Did you know, was it always the idea to go out to California? Because, I mean, it's California beach rock at its finest. I mean, it's definitely, you know, to finger a girl wearing jean shorts and bury a keg.
Back to the fingering. Yeah.
All right, Jay. So, you know, I try to make a lot of, I would just say them fun, silly, sexual games. Is that a good way to put it? I don't know.
That's good.
And so
yeah.
We sometimes they're fun, more
you can
fun
call
than
them
others.
Sexy games or adult games too, because people know what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that adult games? Is that a good way to put it? I don't know. Maybe that feels better.
Listen, it's going to make somebody listen a little longer than they were going
to
listen.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this to the SDR show listener.
If you say it's like the flappy clit, piss off.
Yeah. You're going to get people. Those episodes do better than any other episode. They do better than any other episode because
of course they do.
Our listeners, much like yourself, are creeps.
Like myself. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the creep. I'm the creep of this duo.
So this one was the anal ring toss, right? And yeah. Jay, as always, thinks somehow it was fixed because I won. Even though you won the last two or three games.
I thought Josh won.
No, I won. I definitely won. I remember that.
Yeah, I think it was Ralph that won because you and
won.
Josh, yeah, had to.
Yeah, we had to lick a butt plug together. Yeah.
So this is episode number 370, Anal Ring Toss with Lucy Sunflower and Josh Adam Myers.
Oh, we licked Lucy Sunflower's butt plug.
Innards.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of Latino food swirling around in that butthole.
Very chimichanga-esque.
Yeah, that was one ajata tamale. Shannon, what did your cat think? Was that funny?
He likes it.
He likes it, bro. But then whoever, if she lays on the table, we stand in the corner of there.
Well, I'm
so
asking
fun.
Shannon.
Lucy, it's got to be honest. It is goddamn hilarious. It's hot and also hilarious as you bend over and then the fucking butt plug
like,
thing goes up like
a tail.
It's
like a divining rod. It's just finding.
It really is.
It's like, aiming to Christine every time.
Is that a Scientology e-meter?
Shannon, where's the best place for me to stand?
Yeah, in that.
In this corner. Yeah. So we'll stand in this corner. This is for camera purposes.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so she's getting, just for the audio listeners,
Lucy is getting all of her clothes off and getting ready to get on the table to be comfortable.
Wrong day to wear complicated leggings.
Yeah, yeah. But it's cold out, so I understand.
I fully understand.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do it the other way.
Janet, just to be, you have to be there.
It may have to come propping her legs up or something more. If we can get like a blanket or something kind of under her thighs.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that. Bobby, bring a blanket or something.
Now you're starting to tilt it up.
Oh, like towels. Bring a couple of towels so she can have her ass arched up.
Because if I can arch, it would be more comfortable to have some padding.
Hey, Ani.
Because this is kind of hard.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Lainey, real quick. Christine, look at Christine smoking out the door. What a garbage! I love her. I love her.
Right, what do you have? You have pillows? You not pillows. You have towels. Not paper towels.
Paper towels.
We don't have towels in the office. What happened to towels in the bathroom?
You're gonna put her on a stack of napkins, Bobby?
What the fuck is going on?
That is so sad.
What happened to our monogram beautiful towels?
I can go on my own. I can go on my sweater.
All right, fine. She can get a sweater.
Just let me know.
Oh, wait. Do you have a jacket?
Yeah.
Get your jacket. Somebody get her jacket.
Somebody get it for her so she doesn't have to walk out there. She might tap the butt plug and it could rip her insides.
Jesus Christ.
It's hanging by the...
Sorry, Lucy. We usually more professional than this.
It's all good.
This is the worst I feel anyone has been treated who's coming here with a butt plug.
Look how sweet you are. And there we go. Now look how perfect. Look how the... Ani comes in because she's been doing in the same exact position before. She gets what it's all about.
I almost think, you got to get padding.
Oh. Yeah, because it's like... All right.
Josh, I just want you to know, win or lose, we're still going to Pizza Hut.
All right, so now, Josh, are you choosing to start with the big ones or the small ones?
I think
Josh,
I'm going
to go... Talk us through your strategy.
I think I'm going to go big first because I just feel like...
It's going to build your confidence.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's the way I would play. That's the spirit of a champion.
Oh, he
garbage.
Misses the first one. First big one misses it.
Dude, fuck! God damn it, dude.
Now the pressure's
on. Come on, Josh! You fucking
man up, Josh! Man up!
The game.
If he misses the next one...
It's go time!
If he misses this next one, everybody in the audience for distracting him gets a free Frosty from Wendy's, everybody. It's the Frosty Freeze Out.
Dude, if I miss two fucking free throws, you get a chicken filet sandwich.
Josh, look how forward he is.
Josh, you gotta be behind.
He's
under
crazy
the light.
Forward.
Move back a little bit. You're there.
He's
we go.
Crazy
there
forward.
We go. That's more fair. He was cheating because he missed
I'm
the first
cheating.
One.
My legs were touching the chair.
He missed the first one, so he...
My legs were touching the chair.
Okay, fair enough. You mean the bench?
Bench.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and he's in for 10 points.
Fuck yeah! Okay. That's 50.
It's 10.
No, 10 on the big ones.
You know what? I'm going small.
Oh, shit. He's now real confident.
Going for the
smallest. Going for 100.
He's feeling confident. Uh-oh. The odds of him getting two back to
back. Oh, and he misses the 100.
Oh.
He misses the 100. He's going for a second 100.
Lucy concentrating hard at holding that stick up her butt.
Oh!
Yes! Fuck yeah!
100.
Yes!
Fuck. No, is that a hundo or a 50?
That's a hundo.
That's 100.
That's 100.
Those are 250 cents. Those are both 50 cents.
He's got 250s left.
Lady, count those points.
He's got a 250s left. 250s left. This is not a good sign. Oh, he got a 50.
Shit. All right.
Let's see here. Oh, he misses the second 50.
He better.
No, he can still, if he gets either one of these hundreds.
Christine, if he misses these two, you get Nico lie.
Christine. If you don't want me mixing it up with this game of ain't no ring anymore, I won't.
Jay's saying if he doesn't want to be, he's hoping for Christine to give her a call out.
What are you going to say? What do you want me to do?
Oh, I can't hear Christine.
You got
to
do the
win
line from Rocky.
Here we go, Jake.
All right, so now he's got 250s left.
Can he do it? Can he do it?
He's got 200s. Sorry, 200s.
Fuck, dude.
And misses 100. And if he gets this one.
Ass, baby. Well, you best start puckering those lippy lips.
My leg is touching the bench. Are we all fine with my distance?
I feel both legs because that was what he told me.
Like this?
Yeah. Well, one's good.
Look at that reach. Look at that reach. What a monster.
Oh!
Big He's whoop. Been practicing with us.
Who cares? He has. Oh, look. He's almost dunking it. He's so tall.
Yes.
Wow, you almost ruined my night. you got 20 points. Congrats.
Oh, shit.
Oops.
This is so exciting,
Josh,
dude.
I just lost that one.
If he bags one of these, it's a wrap.
Dude, I feel like he might have put in some fucking like pine tar on it.
He did. This is a spitball. That reach.
Fuck!
This is it. This is it. Are you kissing butthole or not?
Ah!
Yeah! in the last second.
My God. Man, I'm fat.
We're back.
Jay, I would say that I don't know why we don't do that game more often. That's a fun game.
Anal ring toss?
Yeah. It's just hard finding the girl willing to sit there and do that for 20 minutes.
It can't just always be Lucy Sunflower.
No, I'm sure we could find some other. Shannon, what's your schedule like? You want to come be?
I'm busy.
Shannon, if there was able to be a hole through jeans and underwear, it just happened to be up your butt, could we anal ring toss you?
And no one's going to see you put it in or out.
Nope.
So you just, you know, you do it, you come out, there's just jeans and a hole.
I don't know what it's like to have like a thing in my butt, though.
Ever?
No.
You haven't lived.
I haven't.
You have a finger? There's been a finger up your butt.
No, I feel like there's been attempts.
Time for fingers?
Yeah. And I'm always like I get away from it.
Tongue? Not even tongue?
Like in the act of, you know, when the tongue is already in the vicinity, but okay. I still kind of squirm away from
it. Can you make the move again that you just moved?
Why? What's up there?
I don't know. A stick. Yeah, it's just not my thing.
It's a permanent post for a ring toss. You guys go, just give me the thing. I screw it in.
She does it professionally. That's why she doesn't want to do it for us. All right, before we go any further, if you are an auto mechanic, or maybe some do-it-yourself guy, or just a guy that likes to work on his own car, I want to tell you about one of our longtime sponsors. That is rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in the business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order parts or aren't really sure what you're looking for or never quite have what you need. And then after all that hassle, we'll still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car. Everyone has access to the same incredible pricing all at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're just going to have fun looking at the car parts. Maybe you won't even buy anything. But if you do, when you go to rockauto.com, you don't even need a promo code because that's how good their pricing is. But when you buy something, tell rockauto.com you heard about them on the SGR show. All right, let's get back into it.
All right. Up next, we have this is an episode that Jay wasn't on, but it was so funny to see Ralph get abused. And so I think Jay will enjoy it. It's episode number 406 with Vinny Pastore. The title of the episode was Big Pussy Curse.
Oh, boy, did he hate me, Jay. Let me ask you this. Knowing that you're, I believe, and I could be wrong again because I was already wrong once, that you're single. Are you a single man?
Michael, why is he asking me these questions?
I'll tell you why.
I think he actually is hitting on you now.
I'm hitting on you. No, my question is, do you think that your career with the ladies would be better if your nickname was Big Cock instead of Big Pussy? It might have done better for you.
You know, I thought that I was talking to an intelligent person tonight, and now I realize I'm talking to a fucking asshole jerk off.
A stoner. A stoner.
You know, I put the Big Pussy Curse on you, buddy. That's living with this fucking name for 20 years. You're walking down the street with your daughter and somebody yells out Big Pussy. I'm in the fucking zoo in National Park in Washington, D.C., holding my granddaughter's hand, and some bitch yells out Pussy. And I said to my granddaughter, they're looking for the lions.
I don't get that he hates you from that.
No, the entire episode. Here's the thing, and I've said this before. Throughout the episode, I assumed he was
I think he was doing a shtick.
That's what I thought. So I was fine with it. But at the end of the episode, we've done a ton of Zooms together. As soon as you stop recording, you're like, hey, man, thanks for that. That was great, whatever. And they will kibitz back with you a little bit. But not him. He just didn't even say no problem. He just stopped the call and ended it. And that was it. That's when I thought maybe he didn't like me.
I think he's just an old guy. I think you're overthinking.
I don't know. And then I asked him because, you know, Imperioli was recording his Soprano show at the studio, and I told him, I said, I had a kind of weird experience with your boy Vinny the other
two
day.
Fucking rats.
He fucking hates rats. Everybody.
You got two rats in your fucking studio, you scumbag. The family's not going
to... He didn't dislike me or Mike Vecchione.
Yeah, he liked Shannon and Vecchione immediately. I think because they're both Italians.
No, I thought it was because he pays them to have sex in front of him. Maybe. Oh, Shannon, you and Vecchione should have sex in front of people promoting.
Yeah, right after you do the anal ring toss, there's a double whammy right there.
I have a list of things to do in the new year.
Shannon, let me tell you what great fucking radio it is, by the way. You coming in with the stick coming out of a small hole in your jeans, but you describing what the first time ever something feels like in your butt, it will be hilarious.
Yeah, or Shannon, if you want to one step it further and Kaiser Sose this shit, just actually get like a strap around your pants so that it's underneath and no one but you knows it's not really in your ass.
Now Jay knows, and I feel like Jay is the one we have to convince.
I'll
get
walk
a flashlight
off the show
and check and make sure.
I'll walk off the show. I'm not going to check. I'm going to take her word for it, but God, now you put that in my head that I'm at least going to have to like flick the penis draw thing and see if she
goes
reacts
ding, 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 like a door hinge or door
yeah,
thing.
I'm gonna have to test the tautness of it. I hate to use an anal ring toss industry term.
Okay, so next up is episode number 410. It's my birthday episode with Mike Vecchione, Maddie Jester Skulls, and Josh Adam Myers.
And Jay, I felt that we did good because finding a guy that is big and buff and someone that Shannon would find appealing is no easy task. For years, by the way, Jay, I looked for a The Rock impersonator and could never find one.
For a male stripper?
To be huge, like 6-something and giant. They're usually not. They're usually more cut. Shannon wants big and beefy.
Are you? What?
Yes. What, you could, yeah. How many male strippers
have you
hired?
Male strippers are mostly slim cut guys?
More fit guys than they are monsters, and
you're
are
insane.
Definitely not
that's,
tall and
that's
bald.
That's insane what you're saying. Yeah, I've only seen it with super jacked guys.
Jay, as a man who used to work at Chippendales, I can tell you.
Oh, were you DJing there?
I was a promoter there in the early 90s.
Oh, I knew it would be a gayer job there.
Shannon,
I was a fluffer.
Like...
I was a stage fluffer.
How'd you like your birthday, Shannon?
Well, I appreciated all of the hard work that went into all
of
the
work,
festivities.
Do you mean the guy's hog that you grabbed to in the middle of the episode?
God, I can't believe you guys made me do that.
I feel like Jay's really looking at us with disgruntled disapproval, with his arms crossed, the hoodie. You look like you're pissed at both of us.
No, I didn't. I forgot we were doing this today. So I looked disheveled.
Also, you just came in from something with that bandana around your neck.
No, I just got to, like, you have to wear a mask in my building.
Oh, okay.
Right. Even in my apartment.
Shannon, we tried to do different birthday
Ralph,
things for you.
Don't jump around out of this. You just said an insane thing. No easy task finding a big, huge,
like,
muscular guy.
As a guy that's never hired a single person on this goddamn show, I am telling you that it's not easy.
All right. Well, I guess I'll take it from an old Chippendales fluffer.
You're welcome.
Because you think those cocks get hard by themselves? It's hard work back
it's
there.
It's hard work.
I got to tie them off at the base.
You know how hard it is to book the whoas every other week? It's not easy. God's sakes.
So I was surprised.
I know Ralph tried stripping once. I know he did.
Oh, God, no. Never been in that kind of shape.
I know he tried it
never
once.
Never once.
Thought about it.
Not even for a second.
Ralph has an
I've
OnlyFans.
I've never been in good enough shape
about.
To let's put it this way.
Ralph
I've never
only
even been
fans,
good enough
though.
Shape where it would even be a consideration.
Now you do, dude. Now we see you tucking the back of them shirts in for that fat ass you got now. Ralph, I said I'm going to start calling you the twerkulator.
I'll do it. Maybe I get my ass cheeks clapping.
The twerkinator?
Did you enjoy your birthday, Shannon?
I did. I mean, that was, you know, he was an attractive man. I was uncomfortable in the whole situation. But like I said, I appreciated the work that went into it. And then also on that episode was I got to shock Dylan.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, the shock collar. And then there was a lovely vegan cake at the end. It was both of my podcast husbands were on the show. So it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad that it worked out. I think it was of the birthdays we've done for you on the show. Probably the most successful.
Yeah, without drugs.
Yeah, without drugs. And when Jay and I forced you to grab that ding dong.
Did you flick that night?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
That guy didn't work you up at all?
Not at all. I just did not experience it in a sexual way.
Well, gotcha.
Speak for yourself.
That's fair. I flicked to it.
At least someone did.
That guy almost tombstoned you on the ground.
I love that he flipped you over. That was awesome.
Here's your first present, Eric.
Eric's here. Eric, leader of the Aryan race, is coming in.
Oh, shit. It's a good gift.
You think it's a good gift, right?
Let's go to Glimpse.
There we go.
Oh, shit.
Get low. Get low.
Wow. All right. Let's do it.
No, we're not doing this consent bullshit. What kind of stripper is this?
You think he's warning her not to suck his dick?
Listen, you're gonna want to suck this. Listen, we have a very big man.
You're gonna want to. You're gonna want to suck this dick.
Don't. And you're gonna see it as well. Then I play with your penny line. The club wanna say I need to go down. Security guard gonna swim me now. Great. Let it happen. Threaten me now. Oh come on, Jack.
Oh shit, he's sweating.
What? He's wearing a nice T-shirt as well. Who's she naked? ATL started on disrespect.
Her hips are so hard for sure.
I know. Hey, could they turn the music down so we can narrate it?
Yeah, lower the music a little, Bobby. So bring
yourself over here, go. A little bit more. And let me see you get low.
There we go. This dude, now
take it to the floor. Shannon, what a snack.
Wow.
He's a big dude.
This guy's a 7.
All right, Shannon, come on. Get into it, Shannon. We're going to get a little deeper now, I believe.
Uh-oh.
He's about to do the
Shannon, watch your fingers. I saw Brad Williams is in Montreal.
Shannon, what are you hiding from, Shannon?
That was the smell test. You're good to go.
Now he's ready to go to phase two. And he definitely wants her hand on his ass.
Right.
He's like, all right. No garbage smell. Time to get back in there and do that grind, huh?
Jay, in your life, have you ever given a girl a table dance non-joking?
No.
All right, just curious.
Have you?
Never.
Why'd you bring it up, you weirdo?
I'm watching a guy give a dance.
Okay. Yeah. Do you see the intrinsic differences between me and this young man?
Here comes the good stuff.
Here comes the good stuff, everybody.
Cock sock.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, big dude. Shit.
Watch out now.
Ralph, compliment him 3 more times or just ask him out.
I'm going to. Can I do both? It's an interesting
weird fact. They're both vegan.
See, this is why the button-down snap was such a
by the way,
huge hit.
Yeah,
by the way,
that was terrible.
That's a good
I thought this
point.
Guy had pubes like Whoopi Goldberg's head. Shannon, grab his ass.
Come on,
you know the moves yet?
Shannon, get in there.
I gotta be honest, I was expecting a fuller ass.
No.
Shannon, you feel his shit on your leg?
Sorry he let you down there, Maddie.
Yeah.
I mean,
this looks like my ass after years of abuse.
That thing is barely covering the shitter.
Well, I think we're gonna start seeing a lot more, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon. Shannon!
She can do it,
come
Shannon!
Come on, Shannon!
Stop it, Shannon!
Yeah! Shannon is now floating upside down in a 69 standing position with the very beautiful man in there.
It looks like he's struggling.
Shannon, we have your mom on line one. Cock slapper!
Come on, dude. Let's do
it. I'm talking to Bobby. Cock slapper!
Yes.
All right, here we go, Shannon. Don't be afraid, Shannon. Don't be afraid,
Shannon.
There's an area to explore that you have not explored.
Stick your finger in his ass. Come on.
Command him to grow for you. Oh, he's getting that denim burn on his shit.
She can definitely tan that hog.
Yes.
Wow, somebody tans.
He didn't tan on his butthole.
Shannon,
not at all.
Shannon, is it
not
heavy?
Even a little bit.
How heavy is it? You know it's heavy.
Come on, Shannon. Go over there. He really wants her hands on his ass a lot.
Yeah, he's really.
Ralph, grow up.
Here we go. Shannon's making lots of excuses.
Now he's going to throw up in the air.
Yes.
The most action Shannon has gotten in 3 years.
All right, now she has scoliosis.
Throw
we
her
be careful
up like
here.
Cheerleader. Shannon, how dare you? You have nieces and nephews.
It makes it really awkward when the music ends like that, huh?
Yeah, I think we need another song, Bobby. Right. We haven't gotten the big finish.
That should have been on a loop.
Put another goddamn song on.
I thought we were seeing Ding Dong.
I thought he was going to show his big, huge fat
cock. Ding Dong.
Slap it with your dick.
Shannon, did you feel his hot breath on your box?
I wasn't paying attention to that.
Did you not feel his dick in your face when he flipped you over? Because he's barely wearing anything.
I didn't. I'm just like scared that I'm gonna like give him a hernia by lifting me up, and I'm just like, please let me fall, and please don't let him fall in this process.
You even try to do this to it? Look, a little bit of this.
Were you bummed that when we were all there, so you couldn't put it in your mouth?
No, I feel like you guys would have loved that.
Oh my God, I would have loved
that. Yeah, but you wouldn't do that.
No.
But if we weren't there, you probably would have, right? Just your instincts would have kicked in? No. Chugging dick and balls?
The whole time she's fighting back her instincts.
You know, the way you fight your instincts every week to suck me a Ralph's dick? The way you go against everything that you are born into you?
If you think about it, it's really impressive, Shen.
Quite honestly, it's a feat.
All right, before we go any further, I love when it's a sponsor that everybody loves. I mean, most of our sponsors we try to have that are people are actually using in the studio that people actually like. I don't like to do just a cash grab. If it's something I don't use, it's fine. If Jay uses it, Shannon uses it, that's all that matters. But Blue Chew, something for everybody, really. If you are someone who likes to do the boning, you know what I'm talking about, then we're talking about Blue Chew's Chewables. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. And because it's chewable, it just means it happens faster. And it means that Blue Chew's chewable tablets help you achieve harder, stronger erections and combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. When I tell you that Big J has been freaking out because he ran out of his Blue Chew, it is crazy. And because he is not the kind of guy that actually takes direction, when I say, dude, you just have to go sign up. It takes 30 seconds. Go sign up. Then they're going to match you with a doctor online. There's no awkward conversations. You just you don't have to visit a doctor's office. It ships discreetly to your door. You don't have to wait online at the pharmacy. You just go to BlueChew.com and sign up. That's easy. If you use the code SDR, you're going to get your first month free. You just pay the $5 shipping. And I can tell you, it definitely works. I can tell you personally. I can tell you, Jay, I don't think he even wants to fuck without Blue Chew because he doesn't have his confidence. If he gives you a little extra confidence when you're doing that chew. When you're doing the Blue Chew chewables, you feel a little bit better in the bedroom. So you want to chew it and do it at BlueChew.com and use the code SDR for your first month free. And we really thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast for, I think, like 3 years now. So thank you, Blue Chew. All right, let's get back into it. All right, what do we got next, Shannon?
Okay, up next is, this is episode number 440 with Curvy Mary and Chris from Brooklyn. The episode title is Growlf Wizard.
This is Growlf. Is this the episode where Growlf came in? Is that where Growlf started?
No, it started. A couple years ago, but okay. it was brought back.
Okay, yeah, I like Growlf. Growlf should be a shirt. If I'm not mistaken, is this the episode where Curvy Mary was supposed to knock ping pong balls out of her cooch?
Yes, but it really was impromptu. It was. I think Jay was the one that brought it up.
Shocking! Yeah. Jay brought that up.
No, was that me? That doesn't sound like me.
Not like Jay at all. And then
the
knocking ping pong balls out of her cooch really was just pissing them out.
It's
right?
Firing them out, Ralph, is what you're trying to say. And okay, dude, let me see you push something out of your dick hole and a little pee doesn't come out. I mean, you're so great.
Listen, if I learned anything from my Chippendales training, it's this.
Yeah.
I have nothing to good follow luck. Up with.
Good luck pushing fucking ping pong balls out of your dick hole and not having
to pee. Oh, my God. At least out of my asshole, I probably can make something happen.
I bet you there's going to be shit involved.
Oh, for sure.
If you put ping pong balls and fire them out of your ass, there's going to be Duke on that third one. Yeah, I assume you're loading him in three at a time.
And also, by the way.
Like tennis balls.
Ain't no way I'm getting any distance compared to what Curvy Mary got. At least you got a little bit of distance.
Nah, dude. You're the twerkinator. Are you kidding me? With the tightness, that taut asshole you have now?
No, I really do. It's really taut.
Yeah, I bet you can fire it out. You're so full of bran and all that shit.
Of course, and anytime one of these things happen where something bad happens to the table, somehow Lewis finds out about it immediately. It's the only thing that I ever do that could be perceived as damage to the studios compared to the thousands that he has done. But I'm looked at as the horrible person because there's a ping pong pee.
We should have put your compression boots on her and see if she could have got more distance.
All right. It's a good idea. We should try that. I'll bring them in, Jay. You could try them on. They're really nice.
The compression boots? Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I would try them.
Oh, they're so good. By the way, speaking of which, Chris from Brooklyn is coming to try them next week because he's got some knee issues and he wants to see if it helps.
It won't, but it looks like it's with knee issues?
It helped me with my ankle issues.
Oh, it wraps around your feet and everything, right?
Everything, yeah. From your feet all the way up to your
thighs. How tight does it get? Like blood pressure tight?
Yeah, pretty. Air and it's moving up and down. It moves up and down.
How long do you leave them on for?
The longer the run, the longer I keep it on. 10 minutes, 30 minutes, and 50 minutes.
Do you ever get sucked off while you were in them?
Ever get or always get?
Ever. Have you ever gotten sucked off while you were in them?
I was implying that I always do, but no, I did not. Oh my God, what's happening behind you? Someone's coming in to kill you.
That scared me for a minute when someone's the door just opened.
Someone's coming in to kill you.
What are you guys talking about? There's nobody behind me. Guys, stop messing. What are you guys doing? Slit. Stop messing, guys.
All right, play the clip.
Never have I ever tried, this is not a sexual one, never have I ever tried to guess a partner's password.
Password.
Yeah. Oh, it's like
okay, I've done that.
There we go. Okay.
Finally, it is.
Is Shannon drinking?
I am going to. Yes.
I've never done that.
Finally,
yeah, dudes don't ever do that.
Happened to me on front.
Just get yours.
I don't want
to. If you're in like a committed relationship, yeah. I'm always like, just keep it away.
I'm like, yeah.
If I don't have to, if I never have to see this person and I don't find out, good for you.
I am opening ping pong balls. One volunteered itself.
Okay. Oh. He picked himself.
Yes, he did.
Now, if you can make this happen, I'll be really impressed.
I need to get on the table.
Yeah, understandable.
I think this table, I'm worried about this table. Not in a, I don't think it.
Well, that's insulting, Ralph.
No, I just think you got to come right in the center.
Oh. Ralph.
You'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean.
The tips?
We can steady it. We steady it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fine. What are you talking about?
It almost bit it the other day. All right, Chenny, can you get that in there?
Ralph, what you're saying is crazy. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby coming out like a creep. Right in there, Bobby. You fucking creep.
Okay, it's in there.
Okay. And
three.
Cough. Oh!
First try.
Give me another one.
Load it back up.
That was pretty good. That came out better than I thought it would.
The ones that aimed at them.
Bobby.
Put some English on it. Put some English on it. Oh. Those are not coming out with enough force to do any sort of paddle boarding.
She's lubing up, dude. She's lubing up.
I'm just saying.
I put it deeper in.
What we could get is one of those field goals for, like, football.
Alex just walked in from outside. There you go.
Let's call it.
Oh, shut up.
I'll tell you my favorite thing. She's peeing all over your table, Ralph.
I saw that.
Enjoy.
I think we should call it.
Now, one more, I think. One more score to pick. Oh, we got another one. Make this one count. Should we double up? Let's double up. Can we double up?
I really hope my mom is watching.
Me too. Hey, Jennifer Esposito, what's up?
I'm sad your mom didn't make it in tonight.
Oh, my mom would have been
Bobby
right next to Kirby
and
Mary.
And Tom. Pow. Pow.
Okay, let's call it.
By the way. Just when you wanted her to stop, I gave her another one.
I know. By the way, I was like, okay. Jay's like, wait, here, I happen to have a pack
I'm like, hang
of
on,
15.
The package has a bunch of in there. So I'm going to keep giving her freshies to see how far that piss could go. I was going to see if she could hit the observation window.
Oh, man. Yeah. But I give Kirby Mary credit, by the way. She's always fun. She's great on the show. She's a very fun girl.
Oh, she comes to party.
She definitely comes to party. She gets drunk. She comes to party. She's a fun girl.
Piss all over your table. She don't get
That's a sign of Shannon won't piss on any tables. We've been trying.
Let me know when you're getting rid of that table. I'm gonna have Kirby Mary come in, drop a fucking hot shit right in the middle of it on the show like a deer, just shit and run,
and then run off. All right, what's next, Shannon?
Okay, so I forgot to mention this one to you guys in our pre-show meeting, but I feel like it's important that we include it.
And by the way, right now the entire world is like, they have an actual pre-show meeting. I can't believe it. All right, continue.
Adoy.
So it was episode number 416, which was the SDR drag show with Yehua Hamasaki.
Yeah, that was a good, by the way, I still stand by and it bothers me. There's only two things that I've wanted to do on the show that Jay wouldn't do. And one of them is both of us getting dressed up in drag.
So do it.
But it's not funny if it's just me. It's got to be us competing. It's got to be us competing.
Competing as for women. What?
Who can be a better woman?
You're a better woman.
You're really against it.
I submit.
Fair enough.
I'd like to see you dressed as a woman.
Yeah, but it's not funny, I feel. If it's just me, it's weird.
I've done it before. I've done a thing where I was
I've
dressed.
Never seen it.
Some Stan New York fucking thing they did years ago. And is there anything else? Oh, yeah, no. I dressed like a woman. Z-Rock, I dressed like a woman.
I don't remember that. And I watched those shows.
I wore a girl's golf outfit.
Oh, that's funny.
At the Mohegan Sun episode.
I forgot who won, though, but it was Dylan.
Dylan won.
Dylan won. Tanner, who's one of our editors, and your co-host for your show, Maddie, did it, right? Who's now a staunch conspiracy theorist. It's crazy. I can't even follow him on Instagram anymore.
do you see like he's changed now that he has, oh, I mean, he's posted it, so I think it's okay to say that he has COVID. And so like now, like some of the tone of things he's posting has changed, because now he's just posting stuff about like, oh, once you've had it once, you have immunity forever. Yeah. It's just like he's taking a little bit of a different tune.
Right. And same thing with I don't know if it's public, but another guy that has been on the show who's a super denier that it doesn't even exist, I think got it, which is pretty crazy.
Michael Che.
What do we got next here?
Anti-vaxxer, COVID denier, Holocaust denier. Michael Che.
Okay, so should I say who they are before they come in?
You can. Just wait for them to...
All right. And you don't have a picture of them, what they look like them to see.
Hold on one moment.
We kind of assumed you'd know that you're employees.
Not me. We have other people in the studio, you jackass.
I've never seen. I'm excited to see the before and then the after.
Have some respect for our guests.
Ooh, okay. Look
so
at
we
this.
Have Dylan, who is going by the name of Stephanie O'Reilly.
What a Jewish heartthrob.
Okay, one moment. They're queuing them up.
Okay. Not since Woody Allen.
Let's see what Stephanie O'Reilly...
been raining so much puss on a Jew.
Is he Jewish, Dylan?
Yes.
He wears a Jewish star chain. He's really...
Here he comes in. Here comes Dylan. I'm sorry.
He looks terrible.
Oh, that's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, that's not him. Okay, let's hear Stephanie O'Reilly. Come on, Stephanie.
Yes,
Mom! Oh, goodness gracious. Wearing a beautiful blouse. Can you say blouse?
I would name him...
Yeah.
I would name him Missy Prissy Pissy Pants.
He's wearing heels. He's pretty tall.
I'm good at naming drag.
Wow, look what we got going on here with the hairy legs.
Oh, hello. We got a Reba McEntire over here.
Oh, wow. God.
How you guys doing?
Wow. By the way,
you look like Celine Dion now.
Before the Titanic or after?
After.
So no, those are
heels. I'm talking Vegas residency, Celine.
Now, before we bring in the next one, can I ask some questions to you?
Absolutely.
How was he as a patient?
No. I think we should wait for them to all come.
We'll bring them all in. No, you're right. Shannon, we'll bring them all because it's hot out. Let's bring in now. Tanner is going by Miss Aloe Vera. Oh, my God. Wow, Tanner's working it.
Woo. That was Beth Stelling.
Wow, that is impressive.
Nobody?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, hello.
Wow, look at Tanner.
Oh,
wow.
Gorgeous.
Well, Tanner's got a real feminine wile.
I've fucked uglier.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I think I have.
Am I in the way, Miss Oliveira? You okay over there? Yeah. Okay. All right, and now finally, going by Chi-Chi Labuta, it is Maddie Jester Skulls. Come on in, Maddie.
She looks like she's been
drinking. Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Wow. What a fire plug of a woman.
That's a rough one. That is a rough one.
That's someone who fights with you over the last laundry basket at Walmart.
She looks like my sister.
They're on sale,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, my God.
What a pity.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, girls.
I already know who was the hardest to deal with. Let's put it that way.
Damn.
Wow.
Skulls.
Well, way to half commit to it. Wow.
Hang on, Jay.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a peek at your fucking shit. Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
What a man, look at this scene behind me. That's impressive.
Everyone's got rosacea. Fucking Dylan's dad saw this and put a cigarette on his shoulder.
I will say this. I've never seen Tanner look so happy. He really feel like he was in his right skin. Is that a good way to put it?
That lady looked like Jackie Mason.
And then also, what's his name? Maddie did look like Jackie Mason.
I'm Maddie.
Did I do that?
I'm Maddie.
No,
I'm Maddie.
Oh, the other lady. You think the other lady looked like Jackie Mason?
Bring her up again.
Let me see her again.
Hold on.
Also, bring up Jackie Mason while you're at it.
I don't know if her computer might explode.
I go, hey, oof, schmelt bagel, entertain.
I thought the other girl, by the way, the other trans woman of that episode, was one of the more convincing trans women I've met in my life.
So fuck her.
Maybe. Maybe I will, Jay, just to spite you.
Maybe you did it. That's new things in your life, dude. Running, fucking banging trans.
It leads, by the way, we're still recording this, right? So it leads, by the way, very nicely to the fact that apparently some people wrote very involved porn involving you and I, Jay. It's, oh, maybe you're right.
Erotic,
I see it now.
It's erotic fan fiction.
Yeah, so now you have the video of the girl. I see it now.
Yeah, come on, dude. Jackie Mason. That wasn't even as good a picture as it could be.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good picture. I get it. Now, you don't need to show the girl again. I remember her.
Your boy, hey. Hey.
It's a pretty good Jackie Mason. But so what is it called? It's not just called fan fiction. There's got to be
erotic fan fiction.
Erotic fan fiction. All right, so somebody wrote
porn words about me and Jay.
Strung together in sentences and paragraphs.
Paper typed, single space, porn reading.
Make me sound so fluent. Yeah, so I think we don't need to read it on this show, on this episode, but I think in a future episode, we should act it out a little bit. We'll get some props and make an evening out of it.
Full penny if you want to get right down to it.
Let's see. Let me read and see who's penetrating who, and then I'll let you know how I feel about
that. Just use a condom. And I don't want to be that guy, but now that you're having sex with trans, yeah. I don't know if I trust you.
Yeah. It's not very progressive of you, Jay.
It's not my thing. To each his own, Ralph. But you bring me back
staunch on you.
You bring me back some sort of trans disease, boy.
All right, before we go any further, this is a brand new sponsor on the show. They are Chameleon Glass. Chameleon makes daily smoking devices, quality pieces at great prices, and American made. So whether you are strictly functional or love functional artwork, Chameleon has an innovative solution to fit that need. Simple, functional innovations like the ash catcher pipe that delivers smooth, ashless hits, or spend a little more for a Typhoon, a dry, cyclonic filter pipe that delivers cool, filtered smoke like a bong without the water. Chameleon sent in a cyclone bubbler, and I can tell you that Jay loves it, Lewis loves it. You know, I don't really smoke much, but I can just tell you, everyone at the staff smokes weed, basically, but me and Shannon, I think. Like, that's about it. And you should see when the Chameleon products came in, the fights that went over who gets what was pretty wild. Chameleon is old school with a craft mentality to prove it. They lasted 30 years, not by making crap, by making high-quality stuff. You're not going to find this down at the cheapo smoking stuff bodega because each one takes time and has unique originality to each handmade piece. Chameleon Glass is high quality, affordable, and the most beautiful, innovative brand, all made in the USA. So go check out chameleonglass.com and use the promo code GAS15 for 15% off your order and free shipping every time. Not the first time, every time. So you order one, you're going to dig it. You go back to chameleonglass.com, use promo code GAS15, you get 50% off the entire order and free shipping every single time. That's Chameleon, spelled Chameleon, glass.com. And the promo code is GAS15. And enjoy the best priced, high quality glass made in the USA. Once again, it's chameleonglass.com, promo code GAS15. All right, let's get back into it. All right, what do we got next, Shannon?
Okay, the final clip is number 427. The guest was Wheatus. The title of the episode is Uncle Ralph.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I'm 100 years old. I'm going to be 52 by that. By the time this episode's on, I'm 52 years old, Jay. 52.
Damn, dude.
God damn it. Why do I look 10 years younger than you? Pow! Zoom! Pow!
No, you don't, though.
I definitely don't. Especially not in your B-boy outfit right now. I definitely don't.
In my B-boy stance.
Yeah. Were you battling out in the streets? Is that where you just came from?
Hell yeah.
You did your up rock?
Yeah,
I
wake up, I serve a few motherfuckers out front, drink a chai,
and then it's all business.
Big sports day for me today, Eagles and Sixers.
Oh, what do I know? Good for you. So the I think the clip here, which by the way, this happens all the time. We started the show with 311 in that you don't know how you're going to vibe with somebody. Sometimes you get along great with them. Sometimes you don't. 311, an example of a don't. This guy, as he was walking in the Gas Digital Studios, you got to go down a flight of pretty steep stairs. He almost bit it, and I saw it happen. I didn't realize
Laney hasn't fell yet.
Yeah, I can't believe Laney hasn't fell. And then I brought it up on the show, and he went along and brought it up. But he joked with us that it would have been a very different episode if the guy from Wheatus died from an injury on the show. But he's someone that got it. He got along great. He loved all of it. Any jokes, anything. He was fine with everything. He was a super cool dude.
It was the most excited Christine's ever been, I think, meeting a SDR guest.
Oh, really? No, was it? What about when Zach Wilde was on? Didn't she a big Zach fan? Or that?
No, it's the wettest she ever gets. Oh, okay. She doesn't want to fuck Wheatus necessarily, but like she talked to him a while in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And he's a very nice guy. He was. He was like, got it, and like was having a good time. And like, so I think she's just like, also for like that song being so big and timely in her life, probably, and then him being an awesome guy. I think it was cool. Yeah, was Shannon, you've had a lot of those, Shannon, right? Where someone just like, almost like you knew them in a very peripheral way, like who they were. Like it wasn't like, but then you, that's how I felt with, I'll always say, man, and I've said it a bunch, every time that song, The Freshman, comes on, the Verve Pipe, I turn it off, but I tell everybody that the guy was the awesomest dude.
Yeah, he was a good dude. He was a good dude.
That's actually a good song. And I go, I don't know what it is. I just don't get it. But he ruled.
Yeah, he was cool. He was definitely a cool dude. Same thing with
I bet there's probably 15 Verve Pipe songs that I could hear that I would like. I just, for some reason, that song just didn't catch me. It was just wrong time, I guess.
We should say the name of the singer of Wheatus is Brendan. We keep calling him Mr. Wheatus, but it's Brendan.
Brendan Wheatus.
Mr. Brendan, I'm sure it was Brendan.
Brendan John McWheatus.
I think it's Brendan Brown. He's a Highlander. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but I know his first name is Brendan. Brown.
Do you know why my house has gone from sunny to dark since we've been doing this?
Yeah, well, it's really shows you how long we've been recording. Yeah. So we're going to play the Wheatus clip, but then also we'll come out and talk a little bit more afterward because I have a
game. Ralph, just an elderly dirtbag, baby.
You got a shout out on American Dad. They went back in time.
I didn't know that. Are you
really?
Sure?
It just happened. Did you really not know that?
No, I didn't know that. It's news to me right now.
So they go back to like the year 2002 or something for some reason, and they ask the main guy, Stan, what's your favorite band? And he goes, a tie between Evanescence and Wheatus.
Oh my God.
How did that not come to you?
That's a broad scope for back
then. Yeah, I know. It's funny. And it's pretty psychedelic. I can't believe you didn't hear that.
Didn't hear it because I was on a tour bus.
But still, like, I know, like, the story, which we'll jump ahead with, is that you found out that One Direction covered your song because you got a shit ton of tweets one day.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
true.
I thought people would tag you. Holy shit. Maybe American Dad is
not the nobody same. Nobody tagged us for American Dad.
That's fucking weird.
Are you sure it was us? 100%. I would love for it to not be us and you're wrong.
No, it's 100% because I told you afterwards.
Bring it up.
I don't know how you're going to find that. I don't know. I looked for it today, but I'll find it and I'll send it
Hulu?
To you. The thing was this, is that I thought for sure you'd know, so I didn't pull a clip for it.
I stepped in a gigantic pile of dog shit on the way here on 6th Street. Can you guys smell it?
No.
Are you saying that you think American Dad is shit? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. I just told you what happened to me. I fell down the fucking stairs on the way in there, too. It was pretty great. You missed that. I thought you were going to work that in.
I didn't miss that at all.
By the way, I came in immediately and said, Shannon, this was almost a very different episode because Brendan Wheatus almost killed himself.
Me and Paul were literally biting our tongues. My cheeks were purple.
I knew that you were.
I was so I knew happy that you were. And trying to act cool as
so
a man.
You guys would have seen what it's like to be in Wheatus if my band were there when that happened, man. That would have been, you guys couldn't have thought of anything as nasty as what they would have said.
It's fucking great.
All right, so by the way, Jay, that was Wheatus, Brendan Brown. And what was cool is that he
just
did the
came
song.
Out of Wheatus.
Hey, he did the song you want them to do. He did Teenage Dirtbag, which is great, you know? And sometimes
thank God he didn't do that other song.
They
you know
cover.
The other one?
No, they did
what's
cover.
The other one? No, the other big Wheatus hit. What was the other song, Ralph? You know I love him.
I don't know.
Ralph?
Shannon?
No, what anything? Could it have been? The other Wheatus song. What could it have been, Ralph?
I don't know.
From their 7 studio albums. What could... I'm kidding. I mean, I'm kidding. I don't know how many studio albums they have.
The only other song I know is they do that that cover, that Erasure cover. It's the only other song I know.
No, he was fucking ruled.
He was great. Super cool dude. But so I'm going to tie this all together, Jay. Ready? One of the things we did towards the end of the year that I loved and so much so, and Shannon loved it too. I think you enjoyed it. We're going to start doing it every couple of months with a different band, hopefully, every time, where we bring a band in and we play live Name That Tune. It was really fun. I had a great time with it. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
I didn't like that, Shannon. Did you like that answer at all?
All right, hang on. Do it again. Ask me again.
Did you enjoy that, Jay?
Did I? Was that better?
So much better. We ended up doing a sing-along to a Def Leppard tune that was one of the highlights of my year. It goes back, I think, about the time we all sang along with Styx. That was a great one. We sang along with Skid Row, maybe one of my favorite clips of all time.
Favorite clip of all time.
Yeah, so we have those. But then what we're going to lead into after that, Shannon, is a medley of some of the live performances that have happened on the show. No?
I don't like that you're doing it this way. Because you're saying what we're going to lead into instead of just leading into it after this clip.
Well, I think people should know. We're not going to say goodbye now.
right?
No, we have this clip to play. And then we have to come out of the clip. Yeah. Because then we have the list of all of the big guests of the year.
Okay, fine. Let's do that. I apologize.
Okay.
All right. So it's one of my favorite moments of the show, Jay, when we said we sang along with Styx.
Holy Christ.
We sang along with Skid Row. And now here it is, us singing with Tempt, Def Leppard's Hysteria.
Well, you were there. I was singing.
For the record, this is episode number 460 with Tempt, the band, and Josh Adam Myers. Name that tune.
By the way, I think Josh made like three highlights this year. Good for Josh.
Yeah. We could do. We could try Hysteria.
Oh my God!
I mean, that would be great.
So long.
If you hate it, we can take it out of the episode.
I feel like I'm gonna have to like look at the lyrics.
That's allowed. We're fucking failing miserably here. So,
okay, that's the guitar riff.
Wait, played it a couple more times.
Everyone
needs touch. Oh, I think I got it.
Out of me, yeah.
Out of reach, yeah. Let's see if I get it.
You can try.
Don't do
this. Please, Ralph.
Get
closer to me.
This is why only old fat women want to fuck
with. I'm in love. I'm in deep, yeah.
Oh, we all gotta harmonize the chorus.
Hypnotized. I'm looking forward to this one. Shaking to my knees. Here we go. I gotta know tonight. If you're alone tonight, can't stop this feeling. Can't stop this vibe. Oh, I get hysterical. Hysteria. Oh, can you feel it?
Oh, can you feel it?
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
Such a magical Mysteria. When you get that feeling,
when you get that feeling,
cause y'all believe it,
cause y'all believe it,
cause it's a miracle. Oh, say you will, ooh, babe. Hysteria when you're near.
I always felt that hysteria and near don't rhyme.
Yeah, they're British. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Should be hysteria when you're near. Jay, can you put the AC on a little bit more? I'm really hot. Or Shannon, can you do it? I don't think Jay knows how to work the. you did good enough. We don't need to stop. That was great.
Oh, that was good. That whole chorus again. I was ready.
We can do the chorus one more time.
We can do the chorus again.
2, 3, 4.
Are we going to start with
hysteria when you get that feeling.
When you get that feeling.
Stop believing.
Stop believing.
It's a magical
Mysteria.
When you get that.
When you get that feeling.
Stop believing.
Stop believing.
Cause it's a miracle. I say you will. Ooh, babe. Yeah, you gotta do the babe.
I think we're going to have to re-record our record now and get you guys to sing back.
I think we need...
I will admit that Jay sings better than I, but I did hit a decent note in that one. One note wasn't bad.
Which one was it?
The first or second one. All right, Shannon, you have some highlight recaps for us, like some of the bigger names on the show this year and stuff?
Yeah, so there weren't like giant clips to include, like they were overall good episodes, and I feel like they should be mentioned for any of the listeners that want to go back and watch. So I'm just going to kind of speed through some of the really fun guests we had in 2021. Danny Bonaducci, Adam Duritz from
County Crows.
I want to say Black Crows every time. Phil Collin from Def Leppard, Simon Kirk from Bad Company and some other bands. Kip Winger, Hoobastank, 311, Buck Cherry, Our Lady Peace, Eric Martin, which was one of my favorite moments
from Mr. Big, and he sang the song. He sang the song.
It made me so happy. Tommy Davidson, Zach Wild, Carmine Appice. Is that how you say it?
Yes, you do.
J.D. DeServio, Carrot Top, Tommy Davidson, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Robbie Krieger, Chris Kattan, Shinedown, David Faustino, Felicia Day, TJ Miller, Shaggy, Alice Cooper, and Joe Manganiello.
Dude, wow. I was trying to keep count. Four of those, I think.
No, the last three or four you were for sure on. You were on,
no.
But yeah. Yeah,
no,
were
not
the
at
last
all.
Three?
You're absolutely
the last
Joe Manganiello. No way.
No, he was here. He was here for Shaggy and Alice Cooper, not
those
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah,
not T.J. Miller. Not David Faustino.
Go backwards. Nope. Go backwards.
Shinedown.
Nope.
No.
Chris Kattan.
Nope.
No.
Robbie Krieger.
Yes.
Yep.
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Nope.
Nope.
Tommy Davidson.
Nope.
Nope.
Carrot Top.
Nope.
You're a piece of shit, Jay.
The one with Zach Wilde, Carmine, and JD.
Yes.
Tommy Davidson.
Nope.
Eric Martin.
Nope.
Our Lady Peace.
Nope.
Wow, you're missing Cherry. All of them.
Nope.
311.
Yes.
Hooba Stank.
Nope.
Oh, and then also. Winger.
Nope.
No.
Simon out. Kirk.
Yes.
Yes.
Phil Collin of Def Leppard.
Nope.
No.
Adam Duritz.
Nope.
No.
Danny Bonaducci.
Nope.
No. And then also you left out Ted Nugent, who pulled out some guns too on the show, which is pretty wild.
Right. Also, no.
Ralph, I want your best guests to like you and what you do. So it's better when you have Mad Dog James Mattern on with you, because you guys mix it up and it's just there's no chance of anyone talking about getting fingered.
Right.
Do that's, you know what I mean?
So you're doing it as a favor to me.
I'm helping you out.
So nice of you, Jay. That's,
and then I show up when there's people that I am interested in, or Curvy Mary's going to come in and fucking release some fluids onto your equipment, dude. It makes me happy.
Now, I limit it now to be, let's see what episode can make Jay happy. That's really what I do. That's what I'm here for. Once in a while, like that episode that we talked about at the top of the show, you're going to have to fucking bite the bullet.
Ralph, I'll be in for that Tuesday for that guy from the thing.
First of all, it's
the
Wednesday,
whatever.
You son of a bitch. Get it right.
What did I say?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
You even forgot about Tuesday. This taping. No wonder everyone thinks you hate us.
Oh, dude, I was there Tuesday. I must have missed Wednesday. I was waiting outside Tuesday. But I was like 20 minutes early. I thought you were late.
Fair enough. All right, so now, Shannon, we're going to end this with a medley of some of the live performances that we've done on the show. I will say this. I can't say December number because I don't know them, but no, October, November numbers were the best months this show has ever had since it started. So thank you to everybody that's been listening and sharing and getting it out there. I look forward to being involved in our erotic fan fiction.
I feel like I've been really in the pocket lately, and I've really been pulling anchor on this show, and I'm pretty proud of my last few weeks. I've been enjoying myself. And I think it shows in my performance. Ralph, you get to witness a pretty great performance every week right here.
All right. Well, we'll see you next. By the way, everyone, have a great 2022.
Hell yeah.
Jay, by the way, big surprise here. I'm going to be in Miami the entire month of February, so there'll be all Zoom shows.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to spend some time with my mom and my brother. If you choose to make that gay, go right ahead.
No. Are you going to do gay stuff with your brother?
I usually do.
You could probably fit him inside of you.
We're twins, so it's not even, there's nothing gay about it. We're twins.
What are you most looking forward to in 2022? The end of the pandemic? Shannon having a butt plug up her ass?
Yeah, I mean, just those two things, really. And you could stop right there. If those two things happen, I'm good.
Shannon, can we do a picture? All right, let's say you're able to accept this thing in your butt. And it's coming out of your jeans, but it is in your butt. We got to do a picture where we do a perspective shot where you're bent over and the stick's coming out of your butt. But I'm like I'm perched on it like an owl.
How are you actually doing that though?
It's a perspective shot. I'll be standing up like on the wall out back, and Shannon will have like her butt, you know, and it'll look like I'm sitting on it.
It seems we gotta wait till springtime for that to make that work.
Yeah, Ralph, I'm the creative buddy. You're the business end. Happy birthday to you, Ralph, and your
Thank
brother.
You. Thank you.
And yeah, happy birthday. Happy
it got,
year,
it
happy
got so dark in your apartment now that if Christine walked in now, I would have been even really terrified.
Yeah. We went deep into the hours on this one, everybody.
Jenny, really, do you have any 2022 wishes?
Not really, but I wish everybody a happy new year. And this year has been just a blast on the show. A lot of fun memories that we've gone over today, and I look forward to new
20% of them
ones.
Jay was with?
20% of them I was there.
Fair enough. All right, everyone, we'll see you next time and all throughout 2022.
Now that I've lost everything to you, say you want to start something new. It's breaking my heart, you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving. If you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. A lot of nice things turn bad out there. Baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child girl.
'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage.
that wasn't big enough, so I went.
Said the Joker is a wanted man. He makes his way out across the land. I see him sit down through the cell. And I tell you all the story about the Joker and the thief in the night.
Your feelings, I need money, yeah, yeah. I want more than that, can't you see? That I don't need you, I need money, yeah, yeah. And I don't take me too serious. My vernacular reckless, hey.
No one back to tell me underneath the blood red room. The faces in the face. Would fade away so soon. No one back to mention that today could be the last. No one had to worry when that was happening fast.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.